You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm here with Liam Smith. Before we talk about boxing, I want to just get out this way. I put an Instagram post out saying that I was the ping pong king and not one professional boxer has beat me yet. I totally forgot all about you, Liam.
I give you a due, mate. At least you're admitting it, yeah. I'll let you have your you can have your glory until I'm there. I went in that bubble, so I'll let you have your glory there.
I'm the king of that bubble, not the bubble. Yeah. Well, I'm the undefeated in 2021 then. How's that? Yeah, sorry. How's you then? How's things with you? I mean, you're coming off a loss in Russia, but nearly everybody saw with their own eyes what really happened and stuff like that. Have you had time to reflect on the fight, and have you watched it back?
I watched it back twice or three times when I got home, just to make sure what I thought and what I was reading was true. And it was. It's very hard now because it's what that stopped me going forward. I should be in a final eliminator with Tim Zhu now, and instead of that, I'm searching for a big opportunity again now. So that's what I'm a little bit gutted with, and that's more what I'm devastated over anything. What it stopped me. I'm not bothered about a loss on my record. I've got a loss on my record before. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to lose to nobody. I'm not happy losing either. But if I lost, I lost. But I'm more gutted that what should have been next after that. I was number 2 in the rankings, and I've lost that now, and that's what kicked me in the teeth.
So what is next for you? I know you've already done an interview, I think it was with Raza, to talk about this Russian thing and stuff like that, but what is next for you? What are you hoping for? I mean, you've still got it. You're not past it in any sense of the imagination. This isn't a loss where people think, oh, Liam's past it. Do you know what I mean? So what is next for you? What are you hoping for?
Just obviously, the biggest fight possible for me that puts me right back in the picture. I've just boxed a Russian, unbeaten Russian, who no one probably will fight and who they were raving about and in Russia, and by all accounts I should have won that fight, and I was out the ring for 17 months. I hadn't made 11 stone for over 2 years, but all in all I think it was a good performance, and it shows I'm nowhere near finished, and I'm nowhere near on the slide either. If you think I am, fired away, come at me, but I just want the biggest fight possible next, and just a big name that's going to put me back in the picture. And obviously, I know it's been spoke about numerous times now, but it's back on the horizon, the Jesse Vargas fight. And obviously, I've said before, that's a fight I'd love. And, by all accounts, it's a fight he wants now. So I think it can be made. I just think we need Eddie to make it.
So what? Do you want it? We know you want it. I spoke to you Texas back in December when Callum fought Canelo. You said you want it. Jesse was there. He said he wanted it. But now you're getting word that Jesse really wants it now. So it's Eddie Hearn, you're both with Eddie Hearn. It's easy to make in that sense. So what does Eddie need to do to get this fight on over the line?
Yeah, obviously, he's put out now, he's tweeted today, he wants to shut me up and put me in my place. So, again, come at me, fire away. Come and put me in my place. It got put to me 2 years ago, and I've jumped at it ever since. Eddie mentioned the Vargas fight, and I've jumped at it ever since. And, I'm coming off the back of a loss, but so is Jesse. And it's, by all accounts, what I'm hearing, I know anyway. Jesse's on very good money. He was first to sign with the Matchroom DAZN deal, and he got very good money. Whether that's the stumbling block, I don't know. But I don't know what fight is gonna really justify Jesse's money. I don't think Eddie can produce him a world title at the moment. Jared Hurd, he's just lost also. So I think, can Eddie produce a better fighter than me to justify Jesse's money? I don't think so. So I think hopefully just make that fight. I think it sells. I think it's a very good fight, and I think it's a very, very fan-friendly fight, and it's one we both think we can win. So, I hope to God it can be made.
You mentioned that there. I'm supposed to be off camera. You'd fight him in America. You'd fight him anywhere, wouldn't you? You don't bother about where it is, or it could be in Liverpool, it could be in Vegas or whatever. You're not bothered.
Of course, I'd love it. Eddie's got a date, October 9th in Liverpool. If it makes sense there, I'd love it there. If it doesn't, book me a ticket. I'll go to Vegas tomorrow. I think I've shown that. I've just flew to Russia. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Barcelona. I've been to the States. I fought Canelo Munguia in the States. I fought in Phoenix, Arizona. I just think, make the fight, and I'll travel, or make it here and I'll fight him here. It's a no-brainer. But, you know, I just, honest to God, I hope it can be made. And if that's anything, if there's anything I want, it's either the Cabernet rematch or the Vargas fight.
Is there anything you can do on your part then? On your side, is there anything that Liam Smith can do? I don't know if you need to be like,
I can
noise.
Do Eddie's head in and MTKs. You know, all I can do is get my managers to push Eddie and try and just do Eddie's head in to think, make it. But, you know, just make it. And if Jesse loses, you're done. You don't have to pay him big money again. If I lose, I'm not going to be Alistair New for another fight. You know what I mean? So you get rid of one of us.
A win-win for Eddie then?
Win-win for Eddie, you get rid of one of us. You know, the winner can ask you for another fight. The loser's not going to ask you for another fight. If Jesse loses, you've got rid of the big money on your paychecks. If I lose, I'm not going to be asking you for another fight. So it's a win-win for you, just make it.
You mentioned there Munguia and all these guys and Canelo. I've seen the reason you fought Munguia and you fought Canelo, and I've seen what the Mexican fans are like with you. So Canelo, Caleb Plant, Jesse Vargas, Mexican-American, El Bifo. I mean, it makes sense on that card as well, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And I think Eddie could put it on that card. I think Jesse was meant to go on the Canelo card last time. I'm pretty sure, you know, DAZN take me and Jesse Vargas on a Canelo undercard. And I think the money's probably there for it to justify it on a Canelo bill. So that could be a big option. I think Canelo might be fighting September. By all accounts, it's probably done with the Caleb Plant. So, you know, I think it makes more sense on that bill than any other bill, obviously. And that's not me thinking, oh, I want to be on a Canelo bill, you know, trying to just jump at a big chance. I just think it makes sense on that. And if the money issue is a problem, then I think the Canelo card justifies it, maybe.
You mentioned a rematch. I didn't catch the name. You said I'd want the Vargas fight or the... Who rematch?
Kabanov, the Russian.
Oh, the Russian.
Yeah, obviously, you know, that's just thing. Anywhere else in the world, I get that decision, so I want to fight him anywhere else in the world. If they, you know,
Liverpool in October.
Yeah, Liverpool October. If he can come here, but you know, I don't think he's going to come here again without going over and over there. I think he robbed the bank and got not guilty. You know what I mean? I can't be no worse than that. I'm not saying it was a bad performance either, but that's me coming back after 17 months out, and you know, say not making weight for 2 years. I can only be better than that, especially the sooner I fight, the better I'll be again.
You haven't made the weight in 2 years, but how was it making that 154 pound?
Yeah, no, I made it well. I made it better than I expected, but I got on the weight earlier than expected because I started heavier than I've ever been. And you know, once the new year was out the way, I was on it, bringing my weight down from January, and I've done the weight probably better than I've done it in a long while. I can't really remember the last time I've done it that well, but that being said, my two fights beforehand was 11.5 and 11.6. The Eggington one, I proper crashed 11 stone because I got told fight week there was a belt on the line and it was championship limit, so I basically crashed the weight to make 11 stone. So, you know, I done it properly and I done it well, and the weight was no issue. But that being said, my body hadn't hit 11 stone for 2 years.
As well, yeah. Oh, quick mention for your brother Stephen. He announced his retirement. Swifty. To be honest, he's probably one of the funnest of your Smith brothers, but there's only half a year left in terms of the fighting game. But happy retirement to Stephen.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, a career to be proud of. You know, a career he can sit there and think, you know what, I've done well. He's got a high reputation in boxing. You know, you're not getting anyone who speaks a bad word about him. He's a gentleman. You know, I've seen... It was emotional reading all the stuff, to be honest with you. You know, I know he's been retired for 12 months, but to see it being put out there and to read the comments of other fighters, other people, other fans, you know, it was emotional reading them. And it was emotional reading just the people saying how good a lad he was, you know. Never mind the career he's had. I think anyone in life wants to be known as a nice lad, you know. Not many people have a bad word to say about you. You've done something right, and that's what everybody said. And, you know, it was emotional, but he's had a career. I'm proud of him as a brother. And, you know, I hope he goes and enjoys his family time now, because for me, it's well earned.
Well, I've got to spend a considerable time with him in Texas there, and the guy's off his head. I love him, man.
Even what I said about my mum, people might think we've exaggerated over the years. My mum's comments said a lot, you know. Thank the Lord, two down, two to go. I've said since day one. My mum's her happiest day will be when the four of us are retired.
Callum's the youngest, man. He's still got plenty of fighting. Let's talk about him moving up to 175 as well. Was that the goal for Callum?
Yeah, I think so. I think he put out there himself. So I'm just going to go with what he said. He's gone to 175 now. He's been back in the gym a while. He's been you know, we can build into a 175. And, you know, he was a unit at 168. We said he was a unit, you know what I mean? And I thought the last couple, he didn't look so big. Whereas, you know, once he falls back out, well, he'll be a unit at 175 as well, once he gets his, you know, his muscle back.
Just here, supporting your old gym mates here, Jose Alberton. How was that? How did you find his performance?
Yeah, I thought he boxed very well, especially from you know, a middle range and from the centre of the ring. I thought he boxed very well, looked sharp. You know, we can punch, and Conway was tough, you know, tough as nails. And but you just can't keep taking them shots all night, and sooner or later one was going to take the toll, and you know it did. And you know, thankfully Conway was okay, but I think it puts Ofi back in the picture now, and you know, he's right back in the mix.
So what's in terms of you? Are you still training away? You're still doing your thing? I mean, like, you're ready for that Jesse Vargas fight. You've got a date, but it's a long time away. But you're just taking over in that gym.
Yeah, I'm back in the gym. Yeah, I'm back. You know, finishing the rest of me football season. We've got our last game of the season Sunday.
I've seen that on your Instagram. Yeah.
I'm back, staying fit now. You know, I won't be going over 13 stone. Never mind 14 stone, which I was. I'm back in the gym, and like I say, I'm itching for another fight date.
Well, I won't keep you much longer. I know Paul Butler's about to step in the ring there. You probably want to go downstairs again and enjoy that fight. So, as always, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so much for this Fightful TV. Thanks, Liam. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.